welcome to this week's episode of Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. I am Curry Terrell. With me, as always, the amazing Adrian McMillan.
What's up, y'all?
How are you doing?
It's bright and early, Sunday morning. Tired. I'm not tired.
You're not tired? I feel rested.
Yeah, me too.
I talked to my dad. He was like, you're early. I was like, don't know my schedule.
Yeah, you're early to what?
Because I usually call him on my drive from my house to your house on Sunday mornings.
I see.
And he listens to the Casey Kasem countdown every Sunday. And it ends basically when I'm getting here. So he always gets mad at me. He's like, you're making me miss the top couple songs. And I'm like, well, I'm your son that's calling you. So isn't that more important than a song from 1978?
Well, I was going to say, so it's top 40 of old music because Casey Kasem is dead, right?
He has unfortunately passed. Uh-huh. So, they play on Saturdays. They play the countdown from different years of the 60s.
Wow.
No. On Saturday, they play the 80s. Uh-huh. On Sunday, they play the 70s.
Oh, wow. And it's his voice that you're listening to.
Yeah, it's old recordings of the countdown. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
You know, on the XM, they do the same thing.
I've never heard that.
Like on the 90s on 9 every week, they do like this week in 1994, and it's like Downtown Julie Brown.
I only listen to two channels on Sirius XM. Howard 101.
Mistletoe.
And Howard 100.
Not the Kelly Clarkson Connection?
No.
Come on.
Do you even listen to that?
Well, I don't have Sirius XM.
You do, through me.
Yes, but I don't listen. I try not to abuse that. I try to only listen to it when it's something I really want to listen to.
Okay.
Like Casey, I do still want to. Have you gotten to the interview part?
Yes.
Was it good?
I'm only like 10 minutes into it. But our friend Denise had said that she thought that Casey Musgraves didn't seem nice. And I don't feel that at all. It's like, I think because we're so in tune with like how she operates.
Yeah.
It's exactly how she is.
Very dry. I feel like her and Howard are a good match.
Me too.
I was surprised when you said that was her first, or you sent me that thing that was like, this is her first time on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good.
Yeah. Also, you know, last week we were talking about TikTok being banned and who we would miss.
Yeah.
I figured out who I would miss.
And the answer
Rosie.
Is? Oh, that's a good.
Because she gives 10-minute updates about her life every day.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I miss, like, if there's anything I miss most from her show, it's just the part where she was like, last night I watched Survivor.
Yeah.
And then her and the guy on the piano would just, like, banter.
And for the record, you're talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, sorry. It's like Wendy. What I miss about Wendy is the Hot Topics.
Right.
And her talking about her, like, night.
Yeah.
I don't, like, her interviewing people, great.
We're very quickly veering off topic. But on TikTok, no, that's my fault. Because I'm contributing. I just saw a TikTok today that this woman was saying that Wendy wasn't the real devil of daytime TV. It was Oprah.
Okay. So what did you do this week? Did you watch anything of her special, Oprah special?
No.
Ugh, it made me miss her desperately.
I know. We've gotten bits and pieces of her, though, through the interviews that she's done.
Totally.
But you mean in that setting, yes, with an audience.
Yes, her banter, again, nothing like just the riffing.
Mm-hmm.
Her going out to people, making little jokes, bantering. She had a gift. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Kelly Clarkson. I love her brand of daytime TV. And that, like, Ellen kind of style of, like, silly, fun talk show.
But it's just not the same.
But Oprah had a like a gift.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, she did. That she was the best at it. There's nothing like her.
I don't doubt that. And I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I did watch the Oprah box set that you loaned me.
I have chills thinking about
it. Yeah, it's one of the best collections ever.
You know Julie Marchano still has it.
Yeah.
They watched it on their honeymoon, I think she told me. Happy wedding.
Happy wedding.
What did you do this week?
Nothing.
Any highs, lows?
No.
I went to see Showgirls at the Academy Museum.
That's fun.
I didn't get a ticket because I was waiting for Caroline to tell me if she was going to go or not.
Right.
My fault. That was my fault.
Right.
And
The lesson we have determined for any situation, we are buying the ticket.
Just, yeah. That one especially. I was like, what was I thinking waiting till the last day?
Yeah.
Anyway, Elizabeth Berkley was there. It's a cult favorite movie, so of course it was sold out.
Right.
But I was the first in the standby line, story of my life. I'm there oddly early. Everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. But this guy came in and was like, do you want my ticket?
Divine intervention.
That was so nice. Or do you want... I had two tickets, and he didn't pay for them, so he was happy to give it away.
Very nice.
I did text... He texted me the ticket. I texted him after. He didn't respond.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to be your friend.
He was like, I'm not trying to know you. I was just... But right. he did his...
You'll probably wish him happy birthday.
Don't get me started. He'll be on the Christmas card list.
Yeah.
That is sick. That is a sickness that I do have. Oh my gosh. I was thinking something in the movie last night about mental illness. What did they say about the girl?
That she had mental illness.
Yeah, but he made some sort of comment. And I thought, me too.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Me either.
cool story. I know I just told. Anyway, Showgirls was great.
Love it.
The first movie that we are going to talk about today. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, starring Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, and McKenna Grace. I always want to say Wolfhart.
Yeah. Why don't you give the synopsis anymore? You really feel like you stray away from that.
I'm so sorry. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is a sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife that came out 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it is about a family who, the family who are descendants of the gentleman that died, Patrick Egon. What's his real name? Ramus, right? Something Ramus. Oh my gosh. The guy with the glasses. Anyway, now they've moved into the firehouse like they did in the old movies, and they're back to bust more ghosts.
It was really terrible. But I don't love the Ghostbusters. I don't know that I've ever seen the old ones. I hated the new iteration. I did not like the Melissa McCarthy one. So I'm not the target audience.
Okay. The nostalgia of seeing the old guys come together and seeing Annie Potts be there and the mayor be there. Fun, but we did that in the last one. So it's not fun anymore. It's fun. Like, of course, it's fun to see Dan Aykroyd being funny in a movie. But, like...
It's not a new take.
Yeah, and also, they were in the Melissa McCarthy one.
Were they?
Yeah, didn't they pop up for a minute?
Maybe Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. Meh. I just, I don't need... Like, every time we're sitting there, even the last one, I'm like, who is this for? Because it's written for babies.
Yeah.
There were a lot of kids in the audience, but no reaction from the kids.
No, a lot of the jokes fell flat. I would say until, like, the latter half of the movie. Then something shifted slightly, and people were, like, laughing and reacting to it.
Yeah.
But it did... It felt like it was dead on arrival. DOA.
I just... Yeah. I kept thinking... I like... there's something about those style of movies, like... Jurassic World a little bit. They're like, these are like nostalgia, like even the styling, it's all kind of that like Universal Studios theme park kind of movie. But do we need to see it over and over? I feel like they just already did it.
Right.
So it's like, are we going to keep going with it? I don't care about these new people.
No.
I don't care about Paul Rudd in this. You know what I mean? It's like, enough.
I totally agree.
Also, Finn evaporated for like half the movie.
Yeah, and we don't know why.
I kept thinking like too, a lot of his scenes were by himself. So like was he only able to film for like a couple of days with other people and they brought him in to just
he must have
film those scenes in the attic.
Yeah, he must have.
Do you think, here's my question for you. Do you think that the people from Stranger Things sign like a morality clause or something that they can only do movies that are good, like PG?
No. I don't think so.
Why? I just think it's interesting that they've all basically stayed doing...
Like fluff?
Fluff, family-friendly.
I wonder if that's just all they're getting.
Yeah, it could be all. But, like, I just... Usually shows that have a lot of teenagers, they tend to... One of them tends to be like, I'm going to... I don't mean to say show my nipples, but, like,
I
show
mean,
my body.
He was in It.
That's true. And the turning. But yeah. That was still pretty.
Yeah. And the turning.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure I'm wrong, but I kept thinking that in the movie. It's like, why have none of these people done something more dramatic, I guess.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I do think it has a part of me thinks it is what's being brought to them.
Yeah. You know they have to be ready for that to be over.
Of course. I think that will maybe they'll transition into that as they get older. Because they're only like 19 or 20. Yeah, you know what I mean? 21.
Yeah. His whole joke in the movie was like, I'm 18 now.
Yeah.
I was like, that is weird. You were just a little boy with a really crazy bob.
Yeah. And like now, 12. Yeah. Like they were like 10 or 11 years old.
I know. When you see those pictures, you're like, oh, wait. It's like, what's her face singing Imagine?
Yeah.
She's a child.
Right.
I have a child. Oh, I'm the child. I get Titanic and girls mixed.
Combined.
Anything else you want to say about Ghostbusters?
I have totally erased it from my mind.
It was fine. I feel like some people are going to love it.
Well, yeah, Ghostbusters fans. I'm not a Ghostbusters fan.
Aren't there Ghostbusters fans?
Yeah, people who who love those movies. Of course.
Good for y'all. What's the following of, are they called Busters?
I don't know. I don't like that.
Ghost.
I reject that.
Next, we're going to talk about Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney and the girl from The White Lotus, who's in it for 5 seconds.
Yes.
Immaculate is about a nun who moves to Italy, and she quickly finds out she's pregnant. Immaculately.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Somehow, some way.
It's spooky.
It is not that scary.
We saw it last night. Sydney Sweeney came out and introduced the movie. How did you feel about that?
It's stupid.
I thought it's genius for her because it gets a full theater.
Yeah.
And she literally just has to walk in and say, like, thanks for coming to my movie. I worked on this for 10 years.
Yeah.
That guy who got up and asked for the picture and then was on his phone for like 45 minutes. All I thought was he is sending that to every person he has ever met.
Or whatever, like, Sydney Sweeney updates blog account he runs.
Exactly.
I thought it was fun. It was pretty to look at. There were some scary moments. But honestly, like the trailers we saw beforehand were scarier.
Totally. It wasn't scary. I enjoyed it, though. I thought it was the mood of the movie I really enjoyed. Yeah. It was pretty to look at.
I don't deny that.
And I know we had a debate in the car we talked about Sydney Sweeney not being an actress that like we want to see over and over. Mm-hmm. But I do like her.
I do like her, too. She feels a little one-dimensional to me.
Okay, yes. On the flip of that, in the last 2 years,
yeah,
we've seen her use that one note,
yeah,
in every genre of movie, comedy, Marvel, now horror.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like she is, I give her some credit for figuring out sort of where she fits.
Right. And you know, did you read all that stuff that she was talking about recently, saying like she is not going to knock the experience of Madame Web?
I loved that.
Because it allowed her to make Anyone But You and this movie.
She's a businesswoman.
She is a businesswoman. And I appreciate that. I think that's really exciting coming from somebody her age, too.
Yeah.
Like, on the up and up.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll never rewatch this movie again.
Yeah, rewatch value is zero.
In my eyes.
Yeah. It was definitely of the devil.
Very satanic. Very gory, which I like.
Yeah, I love the gore. I was telling my dad what we saw last night, and he was like, I don't think that is for, like, people should be watching that.
Right.
And I said, yeah, but it's a movie.
And you saw, now they're, like, Neon is leaning into, like, the right-wing Christian TikTok, Twitter reviews who are, like, slamming it. And I think that's genius.
Absolutely genius.
Because everybody in the comments on those posts are like, oh, now I want to go get a ticket to this.
Yeah.
So if it gets butts in seats, great. And I think that movie would get butts in seats regardless.
Definitely.
I hope it does well.
It's interesting with her, too. Like, I keep wondering, are people going, like, did people go see Anyone But You for her? Or did they just go see it because it was a rom-com that people were talking about?
I think a lot of people right now love her.
Yeah, and him.
And him, but especially her.
Yeah.
But like nobody watched reality on HBO Max.
I did.
So did we.
That's what I'm saying. She was great in that, but she's a really good crier.
Yeah.
And a great screamer.
Mm-hmm.
The part at the end where she was just screaming for like 3 minutes, or just 3 minutes, zoomed in on her bloody face screaming.
I wish it were louder though. Something felt like it wasn't loud enough.
Yeah.
I'm doomed because I just am constantly in tune with whether or not a movie should be louder or not. And that was a moment where I felt it should be louder.
I don't think that's doomed.
I'm doomed.
I'm doomed because it was hot.
It was hot. I don't like AMC Burbank 16. You did?
Last night to AMC. And I said, every time I go to the Burbank 16, summer, winter, spring, fall, it is hot. I said, we do not want to pay $25 for a ticket to sit in a theater and sweat when it is cold outside.
Exactly.
Or when it is hot outside.
Exactly.
No disrespect. But we go to the movies a lot of times for air condition,
mm-hmm.
calm, pot-like environment,
mm-hmm.
good sound, air condition,
mm-hmm.
good snacks. That those should not be like ifs.
Exactly.
Those are like you're guarantees. Guaranteed to be sitting in the air.
Yeah. I hope you hear back.
I don't want to be hot.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we just veto AMC Burbank 16.
I know, but it is convenient-ish and it has a lot of it has 16 screens.
Right.
According to Ashley, they have a 4DX.
Right.
We can't find it, but she said she saw one there.
A.K.A. Dolby, because the seats vibrate.
The seats are shaking. Yeah.
Psychotic.
It was a little spooky, though.
I don't...
Or it made my heart jump a little.
Mm-hmm. Not to me.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Yeah. I see. I enjoyed it.
Good.
What is she doing next?
I don't know.
Euphoria again.
Yeah.
She's already saying the next season is great.
And I feel like she's aged out of that. All of them have, honestly.
But they're time jumping, I think.
Oh, that's fun.
Patrick, am I lying? Yeah. It needs to be over.
I don't watch it, but
who is sitting around like, I can't wait for the next season of Euphoria?
Right.
Nobody. It's over. They did what they did. It got a huge reaction. It made all of those people famous. Enough.
Exactly.
The last movie we saw this week, The American Society of Magical Negroes, starring Justice Smith, David Alan Grier, Drew Tarver, and Aisha Hines.
Another movie I just didn't like.
I have to give the synopsis.
That's right.
It is about this boy who is sort of stumbling through life and is like very a failing artist, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he makes yarn art, which honestly, the yarn art, I thought that is pretty.
That's cool.
They never really circle back to that. Anyway, he is recruited to this secret society that is basically making white people comfortable around black people. So it's black people that are sort of assigned as emotional support people to white people around the world,
mm-hmm.
or in America, I guess. It's American society. And it's sort of doing things to make his day good.
To like not get them to blow up.
Exactly.
Basically.
Exactly. So that all black people can just exist peacefully.
In a normal, exactly, scenario. It is a fun... interesting, intriguing premise.
Fabulous concept. The first, like, the setup portion of the movie, yeah. I really enjoyed.
Yeah. Because it's not a bad movie.
No, I liked it.
I just didn't, I don't ever need to see it again. Again, I want to watch movies that I could rewatch a million times.
1,000%.
Especially something like that because it's sweet. There's a sweet element to it,
yeah.
where he's like, you know, there's a romantic element to it. It's like beautifully shot. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like it felt so kind of like forgettable. That's like the only way that I can describe it. Forgettable. Just like that Peter Dinklage movie with Anne Hathaway. It's just like nobody will talk about this in 3 days.
Yeah. I think you're right. That Peter Dinklage movie especially. That was terrible.
Yeah. But this wasn't terrible.
No, I liked it.
No.
I thought the first bit was interesting and also funny,
mm-hmm.
and then they slowly moved away. Once he was assigned to Drew Tarver,
mm-hmm.
and sort of was going through his work day and like trying to set him up with that girl who mm-hmm. he was also sort of falling in love with,
mm-hmm.
It lost steam. The pacing really just like stopped. All of a sudden, it like wasn't a comedy. It was just sort of like people existing and going through their day-to-day life.
Right.
So, I like, I don't know. Also, the jokes, I thought, for this to be so high concept, really, like, just putting it all out there, the trailer obviously hits you over the head. It's like they lost that steam as it kept going. Because then it, like, wasn't really funny. The magical society piece of it disappears. Like, it's gone for huge chunks of the movies. There's no magic for, like, the second half of the movie.
No.
But they were smart because every time they brought it back, it was with Nicole Byer. So you were excited to see her.
And she's hilarious.
And she was great. Her parts were funny. Again, she probably filmed those in like 2 days.
Right.
Genius.
Right.
But yeah, it just, I will say the part I thought, oh, this is a genius B plot, which is the girl is also being an emotional support person for other people, showing sort of women are doing this same exact thing. And I thought, okay, now that is smart writing.
Yeah.
At the end, they reveal the joke.
Right.
So it's not clever anymore.
No.
It's like, oh, okay. When they did that in the credits, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You already, like, we could see, you're not trusting your audience at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. We don't need all the answers laid out in front of us. Yeah. We can use our own intuition.
Yeah. He's had a wild career.
What's his name?
Justice Smith.
Right.
Detective Pikachu is really what I think about. But also, remember Generation?
I didn't watch that.
He was like a completely different person.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah. So I'm like, see, I see that, and I'm like, oh, okay, you're like really giving quite the variety of career.
Right.
I'm not sure he was the right person for this role.
We discussed that too.
Yeah. He just, I don't know. He didn't carry it quite the way I wanted him to. But again, great concept. I think it could have been a good miniseries.
Yeah.
We're in the age of the miniseries.
We are in the age of a miniseries. That's honestly a great idea.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to talk about Quiet on Set. I know you didn't watch it, but did you see enough clips?
Yeah, of course.
The Nickelodeon documentary that came out this week sort of addresses the dark side of kids' TV. Mm-hmm. What a subtitle. anyway, it just basically is four parts. It goes through Dan Schneider and his, like, reign over Nickelodeon, I'm gonna say MTV, Nickelodeon, and sort of how he made it an unsafe environment.
Husband of Hungry Girl,
which I've seen the last like day or two has really blown up on TikTok.
Twitter and TikTok. Yes. Yeah.
But I will say we had a lovely experience with her.
We did.
It's just like Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
All these things about her, I've in no way know her or have like hung out with her, but I've interacted with her through Dylan's probably five times. Could not have been nicer to everyone around her. The people that were coming up to her, people she was working with, her like team that was with her. So I just, every time I see that, I'm like, is she really mean? And I just didn't see it five times.
Right.
Or do people just not like her and they want to be mean about her on the internet?
I know. It's hard to judge in that way.
Yeah. But anyway, Drake Bell is obviously a huge piece of it, and he was like sexually assaulted by one of the workers on the show who ended up like getting arrested and then like a year later worked at the Disney Channel.
That's crazy.
That part is absolutely crazy. I think more than anything, it just shows that no one was taking care of the kids. The parents weren't taking care of it. It's just like Finding Neverland. Mm. The parents were not looking out for the kids. The employees were not looking out for
the kids.
They're
kind of like blinded by the success of TV and Hollywood.
Yes.
Which is not a unique situation to Nickelodeon.
Of course not. The like horrible part is the parents were in fear a lot of times of just like their kid would get kicked off the show.
Exactly.
And they didn't want to mess it up for the kids, and also I'm sure for themselves.
Exactly. It's a cash fall when, you know what I mean, they're able to support a lifestyle because of their children.
Exactly. And like all the parents are on set, so it's like Dance Moms, you know, you didn't want to be the mom that was fighting because then all the other moms sort of were like, get away from me.
Right.
Those parents were also having to be there every day.
Right.
Dan Schneider, it's fascinating. It's the perfect example of, we talk about all the time, people reading the headline, not watching the thing, because everybody's like, Dan Schneider's a pedophile. And it's like, well, that's not really what it's talking about here. He just is awful to everybody. He's just
creating kind of hostile work environments. Yeah. It's the other guy that was doing the
I think
inappropriate,
it's like three of
terrible
them.
Things. Yeah.
And I'm sure more, you know what I mean? Who knows? But it just... it was very sad. I will say they lumped a lot of stuff in that I'm not sure necessarily was had anything to do with this. Like Nickelodeon at the time, everybody was getting slimed, and that was like the gimmick of Nickelodeon. We saw Ghostbusters homeboys getting slimed and spitting it out. I mean, it's like that is just like shock kind of
gag
kids humor.
Yeah.
And obviously the Amanda Bynes piece, she didn't participate, nor did anybody around her. So they sort of kept showing her and being like, this was bad, but they couldn't get into that. And I was like, they could have left that out and still had a really strong story and piece. Yeah, those documentaries are always a little tough.
I mean, it was like ID, right?
It was ID, and I just kept thinking like the Glee one.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
It's like, obviously these things are legitimate and occurred and
are
real and tactile.
But that's the story.
Right there, but a part of it does feel kind of like in touch documentary,
yeah.
National Enquirer. And I don't know if it's because it's ID.
E True Hollywood Story.
Yeah, but even E True Hollywood Story felt a little elevated.
Yeah, because they were in it. These people were in it.
Yeah.
It was nice to see a lot of the kids again, obviously under horrible circumstances, but all those kids, I just like Amanda Show, all that. Did you watch Nickelodeon when you were little?
A little bit.
What like era of shows were you watching?
I liked, we did like Drake and Josh, that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I remember like a tiny, maybe it was more reruns of what's the one with the woman that we love, where she like was the game, like she had a talk show kind of.
Summer Sanders?
No. Beth, is that her name?
Oh, Lori Beth Denberg.
Yeah, where she was kind of involved in that
all
stuff.
That, or Figure all It
that.
Out.
Figure It Out. That was one that we watched.
Yeah.
Legends of the Hidden Temple,
obsessed.
I think it was Nickelodeon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So that stuff.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All those shows, yeah. It was all slime and boogers and snot. And you know what I mean? It was the opposite of Disney.
Right.
It was like, get gross out. They sold Silly Putty.
Yeah, that far.
Gack.
Yeah.
Which I bought, of course.
Yeah, I think we did too.
Very sad, though. Really sad for all those kids.
Totally, I agree.
Yeah, just so happy memories for like all these people. And then, of course, it was all, it's hard.
All tainted.
Yeah.
Everything is tainted.
Anything you want to say about Kate Middleton?
God bless her.
Horrible.
It does not deny the fact that they lied multiple times.
I've said it now 500 times. The tweet I've been playing around with Photoshop is the moment they really, if they had just stuck with, she is having some medical stuff going on, she will be back on Easter, and left it, and all this speculation. It's not like people haven't gossiped about the crown and like the royal family before, like left it alone and just let people do what they need to do and then announced it. I think we would be having a totally different conversation.
Agree. They lost the plot.
They lost the plot, and we learned they really need to hire some young people around them.
And I got a job listing for a communications assistant for Buckingham Palace.
Can you share how much they paid?
I think the starting total, I want to say it was $60,000 a year.
Not enough.
I want to say it was like £31,000. No, that can't be right. It was low.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I remember I put it in our group chat when we were talking about it.
If you're working for those people, you need to be making more. If you're listening, we expect fair.
Oh, $31,000 starting salary.
That is not
enough.
So it
was like $20,000 starting salary in pounds, in British pounds. Totally not enough.
That is not enough. Especially, use this as a prime example.
You do get a 20% discount at the Buckingham Palace store, though.
Ooh, what do they sell?
Like cups.
Plates?
Yeah.
Dishes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Go.
Maybe you should try. Interview.
Yeah.
Did you say I'll interview?
No.
Oh, come on. Do it for us.
No.
Okay. Anything else that we saw this week or that you want to speak on before we get into our questions and our songs?
I did see Dune again by myself. And then I see Dune two more times next week.
Which you will cap out next week at?
Like 9 or 10.
The best movie of all time?
One of, in my eyes. Like, I went, again, Patrick is the Dune head in this household.
Dune head.
He has a tattoo of Timothée Chalamet as Paul Atreides on his leg. I don't. But I just cannot get enough of seeing it on the big screen. Specifically, Universal City Walk.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'm honestly so excited to be going with people on Tuesday who have never been there.
It's just like last night.
Yeah.
I loved how the people were gasping. Mm-hmm. And Caroline was turned around in her chair. I know she was terrified. God bless her. Mm-hmm. But like just watching the like that is why if people are like, I like watching stuff at home. No.
Uh-uh.
I know there's annoying things. People are talking. The guy in front of us kept making little comments. Yeah. I cursed him. Don't worry. All the people messing with their food. Yeah. That's all annoying. But like when you're especially a comedy or something scary. Or even something sad, people are crying here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing but it like gives me chills.
Exactly, I totally agree. So that I'm very excited to just get those like first time reactions on Tuesday. I honestly like I wish it were today.
And then next week it goes out of IMAX.
I think so. It already started this week because of Ghostbusters,
which is so disappointing.
I know, but what can you do?
Yeah. Did not win an Oscar.
Oh, wow.
His only number one hit, Ray Parker Jr. Good for him.
What's next?
Our question this week is actually from TikTok. We have a TikTok. It's at Let's Chat Pod. It's hard. Our names are too long to be a username.
It's true.
Murphy sent us a video where a woman is making egg salad as a movie snack. In preparation for going to the movie, she shows how to make egg salad. And the question was, what do we do in that situation? How do we feel about that situation?
Here's the thing. In my eyes, like egg salad doesn't like smell.
It does.
Like eggs?
How could it not? It's eggs.
I'm thinking like tuna salad.
Yeah, tuna salad reeks.
Egg salad, like when I crack, like if I'm I guess so when you make hard-boiled eggs, that does smell like eggs.
Correct.
I guess my mind was thinking like a prepackaged egg salad doesn't smell like egg. It smells like mayonnaise.
That's true. And yours, I'm sure, mostly smells like mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't knock it.
I do. Not an appropriate movie snack.
Really?
I'm all for bringing your own food bringing your own snacks. Food, eat before. You're not eating it. I'll never forget when I saw Creed and that guy was sitting beside me eating Panda.
Carolyn brought a McGriddle into our
movie. Oh, that's true. Jessica Chambers brought spare ribs. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Emily, on a work screening we went to years ago, brought a rotisserie chicken.
And just was picking at the bones?
Yes.
That is sick. I love her for it, but that is insane.
Mm-hmm. I think it was that and like sandwich.
Good for her.
Yeah.
What a snack to bring to the movies.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever eaten like a full meal.
I felt ill after we saw, what do you call it? I ate all those gummies.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I was bored. So I just couldn't stop. I was like, what else do I have to do? This movie sucks. Like, right. I see. Yeah, egg salad. Not for the movies. It's warm because it's been in your bag. So you're bringing egg salad to the movies?
That's gross. Mm-mm. I need a nice pack at least.
Yeah. I mean, I used to bring a carton of ice cream.
The Halo top.
But I was coming from work to the movies. It was in the same shopping center. So it was frozen when I would sit down.
I have we hit the stage yet? I know we discussed this off the air.
You told me I was disgusting.
I didn't say you were disgusting. I said that ice cream is disgusting.
Yeah, you didn't like it from the beginning.
Can you admit that it also is not good?
Okay. I can admit it's not good, but also it is a low-fat ice cream. So
Which doesn't mean it's good.
There are not a lot of not good choices, and it's an okay choice.
Yeah.
So at least it tastes decent compared to...
Okay.
But the one, the oatmeal, where it has just like, raw isn't the right word, but just like oatmeal that hasn't been like
cooked,
stuck in it, that it's like eating paper. That was, and I ate the whole tub. God bless America. Okay. Thank you so much for your question. If you have any questions, you can email us at letschatwithcurry@gmail.com. You can call our phone number, which is
919-675-2428.
919-675-CHAT. You can send us a message anywhere. However you want to get in touch with us.
You can also text that number.
Yeah, you can text that number if you don't want us to hear your voice. That's fine, too. You can just call us.
Exactly.
Whatever. And now it's time for our Songs of the Week.
First of all, I just realized I didn't put our Songs of the Week from last week on Apple Music. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at that.
That's why we just do it right here.
I know.
And then you don't have to think about it.
Exactly. My Song of the Week this week is Shame. By Lauren Mayberry. Wash your mouth, speak only when spoken to. Do you know it?
No.
You will when I play it for you.
Oh.
What about you?
Well, first of all, I was going to make it that dog death song from TikTok, but I realized it's not a real song.
Right.
So that's a number one. Dog death. You know what I'm talking about. Also, it really should be Alabaster Box, which I've listened to 10 times in the last day. It is Somebody New by Sophia James is my song of the week.
To fall in love with somebody new. I know that it's all for the better, but you can't help forgetting all the good things that we shared and the feeling that you cared, as if anyone could care for me. It's hard to fall in love with somebody new. I guess that sooner or later you'd have to. But it's turning me a different shade of blue.
Which is, we learned last week from...
Couldn't tell you.
American Idol.
Oh, right.
That jazzy song.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Sophia, if you're listening to this, which you should be, you have a beautiful jazz-style voice. You don't need basic GarageBand-style pop production behind it. A piano with your voice would be fabulous.
What's it called?
Something New.
Somebody New.
Somebody New. Is that what did I say? Something?
I don't remember.
Somebody New, which it's excellent. And they a girl sang on American Idol. Yeah. And then Katie, of course, messed her up by saying, louder! Yeah. You need to be loud! Which is not a skill.
It is not a critical
That is not a feedback. Vocal skill. You have a microphone in front of you. You don't need to be loud.
Right.
You could honestly listen to Billie Eilish.
Right.
She is whispering, and it is perfect.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with volume.
Nope. Totally agree.
What are you looking forward to this week?
Dune two more times.
We're going to see Ex Machina on Wednesday.
Ex Machina on Wednesday.
You know what happens Friday.
What?
This ain't Texas.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot wait
for Cowboy. Are we going to have a listening party?
We should. What are we doing Thursday night? Should we have a Cowboy Carter listening party?
That could be fun.
I really cannot wait. I can't wait to see who the features are. I have chills.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Good for Beyonce. Do you think it's going to be Taylor? I keep thinking about that.
No.
Yeah. I don't think so either. I just think they support each other, which I also love.
Yeah.
But it would make sense. Is it the Chicks? That would make sense to me.
Casey,
the Warren Treaty.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, it'll be... She's never gone astray, so it'll be excellent.
I'm very excited.
All right, y'all. We hope you have the best week ever. Anything else you want to say?
I think that's it. My stomach is growling.
Oh, we gotta go.
And the cat's
the cat is ready to eat. Okay, bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Chat with Curry and Adrian. If you enjoyed the show, and we know you did, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Keep the conversation going by following me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Curry Terrell, and Adrian on Instagram at Adrian McMill, and Twitter at Yo Adrian McMill. Discover our weekly song picks by adding our playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, all linked in this week's episode description. Got questions or feedback? Email us at letschatwithcurry@gmail.com. See you next time. Bye, y'all.